This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now think what this COVID economy would be like without the services of the post office, UPS, and FedEx. The last one releases its summer into fall results later today. In the summer, package shipped with FedEx by ground were up by a third. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Delivery companies have had to expand to handle the boom in e-commerce during the pandemic. FedEx has been upgrading its existing facilities and building new ones. And even before COVID, it started making home deliveries 7 days a week. Satish Jindal is president of the consulting firm ShipMatrix.
They have been a great beneficiary of having that seven-day network in place.
Last quarter, the Commerce Department said e-commerce sales grew by 36% compared to the same time a year ago. But will that last? Brian Yarbrough was consumer research analyst at Edward Jones.
I think it would be an overly optimistic if you expect these growth rates to continue.
Even if growth slows, shipping companies will still have to scramble to meet demand, says Rob Martinez at Shipware.
That concept that the demand exceeds the capacity will continue into 2021.
Martinez says the big shipping companies usually compete with each other by offering discounts to retailers. But right now, he says that's not happening. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.